The first argued case this morning is number 2012-7060, Bechtel against the Department of Veterans Affairs. Mr. Carpenter.
May it please the Court, Kenneth Carpenter appearing on behalf of Mr. Paul Bechtel. In this case, the court below held that the September 2003 VA medical opinion, which stated that Mr. Bechtel's then current GAF score of 40, and that during the previous year it was 40, that report does not, however, in the view of the court below, state that Mr. Bechtel's score was lower than 40 at any time in the previous year.
Mr. Carpenter, from the context of what the court said, it appears to me to be obvious that it's a typo. Do you want us to remand simply to correct the typographical error?
I'm sorry, aren't it a typo?
I think the court misspoke.
No, they misspoke. But it should be corrected. But you're not here to ask us to correct the record. You're here to ask us to actually provide the retroactivity.
And I'm not sure, Your Honor, that that if there was a typographical error, and I'm sorry, I did not read this as being a typographical error, that
the court, it looks to me like the court simply misstated higher versus lower on those scores.
And I think the government agreed with that.
Well, Your Honor, in our briefing below, we specifically asserted that the presence in that report of evidence that the same GAF score, which justified the higher rating of 100% from the previous rating of 30.
I'm talking about the numbers for it, was the highest of 40.
But
the Veterans Court said, the September 2003 VA medical opinion states that Mr. Bechtel's then current GAF score was 40, and that during the previous year, it was the highest of 40.
But, Your Honor, that's what the report said. The report said that in the preceding year, the highest score in the opinion of the examiner, which Mr. Bechtel's symptoms demonstrated, was that of 40, meaning that it was the identical score in the preceding year as it was at the time in which the examination was performed. The question before this court in this case is how such evidence applies to the correct legal standard for the VA's regulation. The VA's regulation merely requires that it's factually ascertainable. In this case, the exact same evidence which supported the grant for 100% supported the grant for the effective date in the 1 year previous. The VA's regulation, following the mandate of the statute, provides for the opportunity for a 1 year look back to determine whether or not it was factually ascertainable that the increase which is being awarded on the basis of the claim was factually demonstrable during the preceding year.
All right, our Gaston case defined how the regulation works, correct?
Yes.
And the Veterans Court described the law from Gaston correctly, did it not?
Yes.
All right, and what about the facts here would put you outside of the restrictions in Gaston?
Because the evidence that was filed at the time of this claim, that is the September 2003 VA examination, simultaneously demonstrated that the evidence justified both an increase going forward and an increase in the 1 year prior. In Gaston, the facts were that there was evidence which preceded the 1 year look back window that he had been unemployable. There is, in fact, that same evidence here in that examination that indicates that he hadn't worked since 1982. But the critical difference in this case is that the same evidence that was simultaneously relied upon by the VA to grant the increase from 30% to 100% was evidence that demonstrated that it was factually ascertainable in the 1 year before. I'm sorry, my clock's not working. just realized I'm looking down to make sure where I was at my time.
Okay. But the problem is that you keep calling it this one-year look-back, and implying that it's automatic as long as you're worse during that one-year period. But that's not what Gaston says. What Gaston says is that it's essentially like a statute of limitations, that if, in fact, you can show that you filed within a year of when it first became ascertainable that it was worse.
That's correct, Your Honor. And in this case, the evidence which justified the filing was this VA examination. That was the effective date that was relied upon by the VA to assign this increase. Therefore, that's the date of the claim, and the very same evidence establishes that it was factually ascertainable in the 1 year prior.
But under that theory, any time there was an increase justified, then this whole 1 year statute of limitations would disappear, would it not?
Absolutely not, Your Honor. You have to have evidence, as exists in this case, in the exact same evidentiary record that demonstrates the factually ascertainable. What Gaston said was that you had to have evidence that was created in that 1 year look-back window. And the evidence was the VA examining doctor's retrospective opinion that such evidence existed to justify a rating or assignment of a GAF score of 40 as the highest that could have possibly existed in that 1 year period.
All right, so is it your position that what you're saying is that whenever it happens to be first factually ascertained, that is the point in time that we look to for purposes of the statute of limitations, and it doesn't matter that there's a 3 or 4 year window in between in which perhaps it could have been ascertained?
I'm not sure what you mean by a 3 or 4 year window in which it could have been
ascertained. Well, there's clearly a differential between, I mean, it's unclear when you think this should go back to, because you asked for all different things. Before the lower court, you asked for 2000, but said you'd be happier if it went even farther back, and in our briefs, you seem to say 2002. It's unclear where you think the time frame is.
Under this regulation, it's just a one-year time frame. We argued before the lower court that there was evidence that supported it going back further. This case is limited to the question of how 3.400002 operates. And what the legal standard is in that regulation. And that regulation only describes a one-year look-back window. And the question is whether or not the same evidence, which was relied upon by the VA to justify an increase from 30 to 100%, can be relied upon by the veteran under the legal standard afforded under 3.400002. And that is simply from September 2002 to September in 2003, because the evidence indicated that the highest GAF score in that previous 1 year prior to September 2003, which would have been then September 2002, was the same GAF score that justified the increase to 100%. And what we're suggesting is that there cannot be any differentiation between the favorable evidence that supports the grant for increase and the same favorable evidence that supports the 1 year factually ascertainable.
Okay, so going back to my other question, that essentially wipes out the 1 year statute of limitations. You're just saying whenever you've got an indication that you're entitled to a greater increase, that you automatically go back a year.
No.
The point is you had to have come to make the request within a year of when it first got worse.
And by law, Your Honor, this examination constitutes a claim for increase. It is a VA medical record that justifies an increase.
Okay, and how do you make this argument under Gaston? I mean, Gaston explains the law very clearly.
Well, Your Honor, it seems to me that this is entirely consistent with Gaston. What Gaston said was that you couldn't use evidence that existed prior to that 1 year period. What was relied upon in the facts in Gaston was a Social Security determination that preceded it by several years, I think it was 6 or 7 years or maybe longer, that said that the veteran could not work. And Mr. Gaston relied in that case upon that clear evidence that he couldn't work to demonstrate that he couldn't work in the one-year look-back window. What the court said in Gaston was, no, the evidence has to pertain with specificity to that one-year look-back period. Otherwise, there's no way in which this regulation can operate to the benefit of a veteran. I mean, the veteran can't know that his condition is going to increase in the 1 year before, or that there's evidence. He has to rely upon the evidence that exists. The evidence that existed was the September 2003 VA examination. In that September 2003 VA examination, it gave the factual basis for applying the legal standard under the regulation.
Okay, we'll save your enlarged rebuttal time, Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Goodman.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court. The problem with Mr. Bechtel's claim is it's not even clear to me now when he's saying his disability actually got worse. As Gaston clearly laid out, he needs to show that he got worse during that year. He's looking at a report, a VA report.
But how can that work? How can the veteran know that as of this day, I am going to get worse over the future year? You don't really know that you've gotten worse until the time has passed.
Of course, Your Honor, and that's the exact reason for the year, is somebody gets worse, and the idea behind the regulation is you go treat it. You go to the doctor because you're getting worse, and you have a year from then to file your claim, and you'll still get the effective date from when you actually got worse. You're not expected to go and file your claim as soon as you get worse. You're supposed to treat your disability. And so the regulation works as a look back to see if during the year preceding the filing of the claim, he actually got worse. And GASTA makes clear that that has to show some kind of increase in disability. The exam here says his GAF score is 40 and highest of 40. That suggests consistency. It doesn't suggest anywhere that there was a change in his GAF score, that he actually got worse. And that's the only piece of evidence he's relying on. He's saying that that statement alone says that he got worse during the year. But there's nothing about that statement that indicates it getting worse.
What is the philosophy, the policy here, it's that the veteran can, when it's established that the increased rating, that there was what has been an entitlement, the disability or whatever, has existed for a longer period, to put some kind of definition on that time. But it's done retrospectively. And the principle, the policy, is to say, yes, you are entitled to a look back. We're just going to put some restrictions on it so it's not open-ended and unprovable.
Yes, Your Honor. So it's a year, and Congress established that it's only a year that you look back. So if, for example, Mr. Bechtel got worse and then waited 2 years to file his claim, he wouldn't be entitled to that earlier rating for the whole 2 years, and that's because Congress set it at a one-year limit. So,
but he wouldn't be entitled for 1 year either, according to this.
That's correct, Your Honor, because it's not factually ascertainable he got worse during that year. If Mr. Bechtel got worse and then stayed worse for a long period of time, let's say 10 years, at the end of that 10 years he filed a claim, he wouldn't get a year back because it's not factually ascertainable that he actually got worse during that 1 year if he was bad the entire time. The fact in this case,
that doesn't seem to accord with the policy, the philosophy, which was to provide a year anyway. Of recovery.
It's provide a year, Your Honor, for the veteran to file a claim. So when a veteran gets worse, he has a year from that date to file the claim and still get the effective date as of the time he actually got worse. That's the intent behind the regulation.
So how should this work then? What should this veteran have done?
The veteran should have gone to the doctor and treated his disability during when his disability got worse. And then he has a year, sometime in that year.
But there wasn't any change, was there?
There was no change.
I mean, that's the whole point of the language that the lower versus higher is simply a typo.
It is, and I forget which one of your honors pointed that out. Even if it had said higher here, Mr. Bechtel would be making the same argument, because even though that would be more accurate from the veteran, and the veteran's court had done that, it wouldn't change Mr. Bechtel's argument. Mr. Bechtel's argument
was 40.
It is 40 all along. And 40 all along isn't a change. And he has to show some change. And he showed no worsening of his disability during that year. That's fundamentally all that's going on here.
And for all we know, he could have been 40 from 2000 forward.
Yes, Your Honor. In fact, in 2001, when he was given a 30% rating, his GAF score was 42. So we're not talking about a huge change in the GAF score. It was the other indicia of disability that the regional office said was enough to get him 100% rating here when the regional office went back and found Q in an earlier decision. So it wasn't just this change in GAF score. Mr. Bechtel is just relying on a flat GAF score for this entire time period and saying, that's enough to show that I was disabled the entire time period. There's no question he was disabled the entire time period, but he needs to show with some worsening.
But on that theory, then, we have to accept that when they finally decided that he was 100% disabled, that that was an error. They said it was an error, and that he had been entitled throughout this period to the 100%.
From the time he filed his claim, Your Honor.
Well, of course, that's why we're here.
Yes, Your Honor. So from the time he filed his claim, he's entitled to 100%.
But when they agreed that they had made an error in the rating.
Yes.
I mean, this is really the question, isn't it? How does the look back accommodate the admitted error of the VA?
The error, Your Honor, was later. The decision in 2004, the regional office decided...
The error was later. That's why the look-back is involved.
I'm sorry, I'm misspeaking, Your Honor.
But the entitlement now, we have the VA agreeing, was present. It had just been misapplied.
The entitlement, Your Honor, was present as of August 15, 2003, when he filed his claim. After that, the regional office looked at the very evidence that's at issue here, and the regional office said, we think this is enough evidence that now he's disabled to 100%. And so we're striking our earlier decision of March 2004, and this is in November 2004, the regional office said, we decided he is entitled to 100% rating as of now, and he gets the date back for the filing of his claim. So that error is completely corrected. As of now, he's fully disabled. Now, to get earlier than that,
but they also agreed that he had exactly the same condition when they had the incorrect rating.
Yes, he had the same condition, but that was, again, that was all after the filing of his claim. So after the filing of his claim, for that whole period, the VA agrees he had 100% rating after the filing of his claim. The question is before the filing of his claim. And there's nothing in the record to indicate that he got worse during that one-year period before the filing of his claim. That's the problem.
Isn't the point of the regulation to prompt veterans to act quickly if they want to seek an increase?
I would only quibble with the word quickly, Your Honor. The point of the regulation...
Well, within a year.
The general rule is you only get the date of filing your claim, and that's generally applicable. VA has decided and Congress has decided that we're going to relax that and allow a one-year grace period to file the claim so that a veteran can treat his disability. So it is a one-year period. Congress could have said... Whenever you file your claim, you look back to when it was factually ascertainable that you got worse, and that's the date you get. Congress didn't choose to do that. They said we only look back a year. You have to have gotten worse within that year. And yes, the idea behind limiting it is, as Your Honor suggests, that there's some impetus on the veteran to go ahead and file that claim and not just wait forever. If the veteran's getting worse, file a claim. And you have a year to do that, but you don't have forever. Here, there's just nothing in the record, as the Veterans Court understood. There's nothing in the record to indicate that he got worse during the year prior to filing his claim. And that's what Gaston clearly required.
Yeah, he had already gotten worse. But all that he wants is the compensation for the year that the regulation permits.
He may have already gotten worse before that, Your Honor.
He may have.
That would be outside of Gaston. And
well,
we don't know.
All we know is that we now have the 100% rating. And we have the VA saying, we made a mistake. You've had this condition, and we made a mistake. We didn't give you the 100% before. We'll give it to you now.
Your Honor, they say that he didn't worsen.
If we have to accept that he didn't worsen in that period, then he was entitled a year sooner.
Your Honor, we know he was entitled to a 30% rating in April 2001. And we know that he was entitled to a 100% rating in August 2003.
And we know that his condition didn't change in that period.
His condition did change in that period, Your Honor.
We're told that
he got worse between April.
Established that it had changed.
We don't know when he got worse between April 2001 and August 2003. We know that after August 2003, he's entitled to 100%. Before April 2001, he's entitled to 30%. We don't know when he got worse. And he has to show that he got worse during this one-year period. But that's not a one-year period, unfortunately. So we can't know that he got worse as of that, in that period. And that's the problem. There's no evidence between those two dates to suggest that he got worse during...
Right. And he didn't attempt to offer evidence with respect to the when it actually happened.
No, Your Honor. I think I started this discussion with, we don't know even today when he's saying he actually got worse. And he needs to get worse during that year. That's what Gaston says. And that's all the VA was requiring here. That's all the VA has to comply with that statute, that he has to show evidence during that year, and he hasn't showed anything to suggest he got worse during that year. The court has no further questions. We respectfully request that the court affirm the decision.
Thank you, Mr. Gooden.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Carpenter?
Mr. Malley, to address your question, I believe that Mr. Bechtel did have evidence. He didn't present it. The evidence of the VA examination presented it. In August of 2003, he said his condition had increased. His condition was then examined by the VA in an examination, and it produced evidence that said two things. One, his rating, his GAF score was 40, which the VA found justified not a 30% rating, but a 100% rating. The same examination said that in the preceding year, his GAF score was 40. That was an increase in his disability. It was not necessarily a worsening as the veteran perceived it. It was medical evidence that said that his condition had increased.
How do we know the increase didn't occur in January of 2002, for instance?
You don't, because...
Or March, or May.
Because the evidence from the VA examination is limited to the 1 year prior to the examination.
That's the time period. Is the 1 year.
Is the time period for the 1 year in regards to what, Your Honor? That's the time frame in regards to the regulation.
Yeah, but that's the time period you're looking at to see if he worsened. And he stayed consistent during that period.
But, Your Honor, you're comparing it to the wrong thing. It's not, you're doing, frankly, what the lower court did. You're comparing it to the increase that was awarded, not what his condition was before he asked for it.
He has a global assessment of function at a date it is 4-0.
That's correct.
A year, at a date a year later, it's still 4-0.
That's correct. And therefore, at the date before September of 2002, it had increased in severity over what it had been rated by the VA prior to September of 2002.
But it's not a question of what the rating was. It's a question of what the global assessment of functioning was.
But the global assessment of functioning, Your Honor, was the basis for the VA's determination that his rating was entitled to be increased from 30% to 100%. If that 40 was the evidentiary basis, GAF score, excuse me, was the evidentiary basis to increase from 30% to 100%, then it must be, under the correct legal standard under 3.400002, the evidentiary basis that makes it factually ascertainable that it had worsened in the rating of 30%, which he had had prior to his claim for increase in August of 2003.
So if the VA went back and looked at it and said, gee, it's a GAF score of 40, it only entitles him to a 30% disability, then you'd say he hadn't worsened. You're simply basing it on the conclusion of how much it was, what percentage it was worth. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely, Your Honor, because that's what the effective date is that we are addressing here. It is the effective date of the award of increased compensation. The VA increased his compensation from the date of his claim. Within 1 year of the date of his claim,
in September of 2003, evidence was developed by the VA that said that it was factually ascertainable that the same level of increase had taken place in the preceding year. Therefore, he meets the legal standard under the regulation. To interpret this regulation otherwise precludes the veteran from ever being able to establish this benefit that was afforded by Congress and is afforded by this regulation. How else can you make it factually ascertainable if you have to compare it to the increase that was eventually awarded? You must compare it to the level of disability that the VA had assigned prior to the claim for increase.
Exactly. I mean, that is the comparison, the old level of disability and the new level of disability.
Right.
But that increase has to occur within 1 year of making a claim.
And it did, Your Honor.
It's your burden. It's the veteran's burden to establish that he filed his claim within 1 year of the increase, correct?
Yes.
All right. So if the Veterans Court concludes that there was no change during that 1 year period, why isn't that the end of the inquiry?
Because that's not the way in which the regulation operates. The way in which the regulation operates and the legal standard imposed is whether or not it was factually ascertainable. He files in August of 2003. In September of 2003, a VA examination makes it factually ascertainable that within the 1 year prior to his filing, his condition had increased to the same level of disability that justified 100% rating. And if it justified 100% rating going forward, it should then justify the same 100% rating in the period in the one-year look-back window.
Okay.
Okay, any more questions?
Thank you,
Mr. Carpenter, and thank you, Mr. Gooden. The case is taken under submission.